from our slash erotica. The title of this post is, "So I Tried to Actually Live Out a Fantasy 25. Sit back and enjoy the story.
I put on my cutest black cocktail dress that went about thigh high. It's sheer so you can see the curves that I do have. I'm around 5 feet. Tall and pretty thin, though I do think I have a bit where it counts. I'm a C cup but looks much bigger because I'm small, I guess. People often think they're fake but they're all mine. Anyway, the dress sits mid-thigh and is a bit tight so I wear a thong with it to not show any panty lines. It's a spaghetti strap with a V-neckline I think shows the girls off nicely. Probably my most attention-getting feature. I had my dark brown hair done up in a bun with a few loose curls and makeup in full effect in an effort to look elegant and feel attractive. I'm half Latina so my tan is a natural golden honey color. Even though I'm 25 I grew up super conservative, and had one long-term boyfriend who I thought I'd marry but turned into a shitshow, and I stayed way too long trying to make it work. So, I really haven't lived life much. So I'm telling this story because I recently shared it with some men I chat with on here and it is such a turn on to rethink through the details. Normally, I'm shy but I opened up a bit. After all it was Las Vegas and that is exactly where a girl can let loose a bit, and not deal with repercussions for it. After getting dressed in the hotel we went down to an outside club, Carnival Court for anyone who knows Las Vegas. When I say we I mean my older sister, her husband, and a few of their friends. After a couple coconut pina coladas I loosened up and was having fun talking even though the live band and DJ were pretty low. I thought that I felt sexy and ready for anything. I saw men peek at me and some outright gawk. I felt sexy in my own skin and it felt good. That's when I noticed a dark handsome man with rugged looks and light eyes maybe in his 40 seconds looking at me. When he noticed me noticing him he quickly looked away. He was wearing dark jeans and a black polo tucked in. A nice belt and watch with leather boots. Very sexy and professional looking with a manly build. We caught eyes a few times and I felt sexy knowing he was looking at me. I did notice he was with a woman though. She looked totally stuck up even though she was dressed very nicely. She looked like the type that would ask to talk to the manager and be a total pain in the ass to any waiter or waitress if things weren't perfect in her eyes. The type with a shoulder-length haircut and a giant hat that some women wear on vacation and take lots of selfies while they smile and play with their hair and that screams to their man that they are more interested in other people's attention on Instagram than his. The night went on. I had more pina coladas and tried to shake my ass in a sexy way a bit to 80 seconds rock and 90 seconds hip hop. It was getting late, or early, about 2 a.m. I had men giving me the eye and some even dancing next to me but I wasn't interested. My rugged professional had my attention. I remember thinking maybe he owns like a ranch or something. My group decided to head up to the room and I said I'd stay a bit longer to play some slots in the nearby casino. I could no longer find my flirting partner in the crowd, but I had spent so much time dressing up that I wasn't ready to go up yet. I walked a few yards to the nearby casino and played the machine a bit expecting to lose money, which I did. And as I'm about to call it a night I see my flirty handsome man walking back toward the club alone. It must have been the rum but I involuntarily waved to get his attention. He laughed and made a praying sign with his hands and mouth thank you up to the air. It sounds corny now but at the time it came across as cute. He came right over and said he was afraid I was gone. He sat next to me and made pretty bad small talk lol asking the cliche questions and saying how unhappy he is in his marriage. After a couple minutes he asked if I wanted to take a walk. I said sure why not. He held my hand like we were dating. It was kind of lame but cute I guess. Maybe he was out of the game too long or maybe he was just really trying hard. We walked across the strip to Caesar's Palace where we could be alone with a view of the various fountains. I kind of snuggled up to him and he put his arm a bit low around my waist and rested on my hip right where my thong sits. It felt so sexy to have his big strong man hands on me squeezing so slightly. I had butterflies in my tummy. I never do anything like this but this was also my chance. I looked up, made my eyes big, pouted my dark red lips, and tilted my head ever so slightly. He took the bait and said I just have to taste your lips then kissed me for a long long time. Again, a bit lame but it got the job done. While he was kissing me, a bit aggressively but the way, his hands began to wander. First, high by the sides of my breasts, he cupped them quickly before they went low and squeezed my butt. He kept switching back and forth between my breasts and my butt. He kept saying how tight my body feels lol. Even though I was in heels he was a lot taller than me so pretty soon I began to feel him get hard and that bulge began to grind into my belly a bit. For some reason him awkwardly humping my belly made me giggle. and he suddenly stopped everything and sort of froze, giving me a weird look. I got scared. I killed the moment. So, I leaned into the moment harder by placing my head on his chest and very slightly ran my fingers over his bulge. The way it was stuffed in his pants, I really couldn't tell what was what. Just a throbbing bulge. I was thinking I would hope to get an idea of what his penis was like. Well, I guess I would. He grabbed my hands and placed them on his belt. I got the message and smiled while I unlatched his belt, unbuttoned his pants, and unzipped the zipper right there out in the open. It was early in the morning, so it was pretty private. I grabbed the elastic waistband on his boxer briefs with one hand, and with the other reached in to pull it out. His penis flopped out and he looked either really proud of it or really happy it was in my hand. It felt so fucking good, half hard and then quickly getting that angry rock solid as I rocked my hand back and forth on it. It was thick and longer than I've seen or ever touched, lol. It felt so damn sexy doing something I've always fantasized about. When it was hard, it kind of pointed upwards and the tip was a bit bigger than the rest of it, making that ridge around it stick out. Do older men just have bigger, more heavy duty cocks? It was bigger and just more manly, lol, than others I've seen. Like it had veins and like was more of a thick oval shape around with all types of built-in ridges along the sides, and felt like there were like three shafts inside of it. Like two big ones side by side and smaller one in the bottom middle that went to the swollen tip. Yes, I took my time looking down at it and exploring it with my hands. It looked huge in my hands and I kept one rocking up and down on it and the other feeling around. I was also very pleased he was well trimmed down there. After what seemed like a long time, I began to feel the tip get sticky, lol, while he moaned, cursed a bit, like whispering fuck and damn oh. We also kept hearing people approach and had to stop and hug close and tight to hide what we were doing in case someone turned the corner. Even though no one ever did, he asked if I wanted to walk over to his truck in the parking garage. Sure, I said and thought, why not? I felt safe with him and thought, I'm actually doing something I want to. Maybe it was the booze, but I wanted to feel that thing I had in my hand stretch and fill me up deep inside. It was an awkward walk through the casino, wait for the elevator, and over to his parked truck. He held my hand again on the way, and I tried to keep up to his fast walk, almost run, in my heels. He opened the door to his big truck and let me in the passenger side, then walked around and got in. He put up the middle thing in the front seat so we had the full front seat from door to door. He leaned back on his door and faced me with his legs open. My hands went through the process again of undoing his pants, but this time he pulled them down around his ankles with his boxer briefs. I couldn't see before, but he had big round balls. I imagined how good those would feel bouncing off me while he pounded me doggy style or slapping on my ass in missionary. Yep, that's where my mind was at this point. I also wondering how long it would take to put it in, how much jamming and thrusting and help he'd need to get in. I wanted to take it all in and see his face while he feels how tight it is compared to his older wife and how I got that dick that night and not her. I took my heels off and climbed on up on the seat so I was kneeling on it facing him. I kind of crawled towards him and put my mouth around the tip of his big thick cock while looking up at him. I wanted to see his expression for a second before I went at it with my moves. It only lasted a quick second before he reached over my back and pulled up my dress and began squeezing my ass. So there I was with my dress around my waist, my ass up in nothing but a thong and head down in his crotch. If anyone walked by and looked, they could have saw it all, lol. He dug his fingers into my ass and reached in at times, rubbing around the delicate skin behind my thong and around my lips down there. At this time, both wet with sweat and from being turned on. His hands also went underneath and pulled out my breasts with what was honestly a bit too much roughness to feel pleasurable, but was sexy feeling lusted after. I did my number one blowjob move, cradle the bottom with my tongue, bobbed my head, and stroked the bottom with my hand. At the top, when just the tip was in my mouth, I would look up and smile, and put it in between my boobs and bounce with just the tip in my mouth. It was definitely funner giving a blowjob with a dick that size. There is just more area to use, lol. I was ready to turn around with my ass facing his way so he could fuck me hard doggy style. I imagined my face smashed against the seat and head into the door and that feeling of painful pleasure while he's pounding me, where your mind kind of shuts off and just feels pleasure. But right when I was thinking about doing it, when his hand went to the back of my head and he started to push his dick in my mouth hard. Yup, it began to pulse throb and his thick cum filled my mouth while he pushed to what felt like the bottom of my throat. He must have been hard up, cause it was a lot and it actually like shot out instead of just like dribbling out like my ex. I put my head up and swallowed what I could, but some of it still dripped off my lips on my breasts, and some even on my dress. I awkwardly smiled and giggled. I was so aware of my ass and vagina feeling so warm and wanting to be filled. Being exposed made me feel so sexually ready. He looked a bit serious, all of a sudden pulled napkins out of the glove compartment. I wanted to see if that thing could get hard again and feel it in me, but he looked a bit nervous and zipped up. I don't know if he felt guilty now or whatever. I guess that was it, and took the hint. Okay then, I said while stuffing my boobs back in my dress and wiggling the dress back down over my butt. He asked for my number, wrote in on a napkin but never called or texted. I got out and he walked me to the front of the casino I was staying at but not in. As I walked through the casino to the elevator, I have to say, although it didn't go exactly how I wanted, it was still hot. I remember thinking I wish I could have my ass out still. It was still so sexy and not satisfied. I thought about him being with his wife later and thinking of me, him seeing her fat ass and thinking of mine instead. In the elevator, I saw myself in the mirror walls. Hair a mess, wrinkled dress, heels in hand, makeup smeared, cum taste still in the back of my mouth. Pussy warm, wet and needy. And it felt so good having done something that someone might consider slutty. It felt so hot when I walked past a couple in the hallway on the way to my room, and the woman gave me a dirty look and the man gave me a curious look, like they had an idea of what I did. And it feels so good that someone might read this and know what I did that night in Vegas too.
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with 5 or more episodes daily. Enjoy.